Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Americans are durable. We take pride in hard work and high quality. American Giant makes durable quality clothing right here in the USA, because what we wear reflects who we are. When you buy American Giant, you're not just wearing the best clothes money can buy, you're helping keep jobs and pride in your own backyard. Premium clothing built to last decades, like it should. Get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code RIGHTHERE24.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Out of Massey, I think nobody else is a hard no. And so they have issues that they need to work out with the speaker. Look, this is bigger than all of us. We need we have an agenda that we need to move forward. Very aggressive agenda that the Trump administration wants us to pursue. None of that can happen until we have a speaker. We need to unite and get behind Mike Johnson and get to work for America.
So the new rule that's blasted, does he have the votes?
I think so. I mean, obviously, Thomas Massie's indicated he's not going to support Mike, but Mike's a good man, a man of character, a man of integrity. What I said this when I seconded his nomination in front of the conference, I said, you know, hard work doesn't guarantee success, but it sure improves your chances. And Mike Johnson has worked his tail off as our speaker. I hope he gets reelected today. I think he will.
Jim Jordan there just a little while ago. He was on Fox and Friends this morning. I saw him on there with Brian Kilmeade, and you know they're expressing confidence in this vote that they think Johnson's going to win. He can only lose one vote, as you heard Massey say earlier. They could pull my fingernails out; it won't matter. I'm not voting for him. So we know they've lost at least one. So that's kind of the big thing going on up in Washington, D.C. today, where Jared Halpern for Fox News Radio covering that, among many other stories, I'm sure. Jared, how are you?
Yeah, I love the opening day of Congress. And for the second time in you know, Congress back-to-back here, we're having a really narrow House vote. If Speaker Johnson is not elected on the first ballot, it'll be the first time in, like, before the Civil War, I think, that we've had two consecutive Congresses with multiple ballots for a Speaker of the House. So, you know, it's a little bit more entertaining than it has been, I guess, in centuries past.
It's true. I talked to Eric Burleson, the congressman from Missouri, yeah, this morning on the air about an hour ago. And, you know, he empathizes with Massey, with Chip Roy, with Nancy Mace, mm-hmm, some of the others, but he said he is planning to vote because he believes in his heart that Johnson's going to participate in what Donald Trump's agenda is, and for that, yeah, reason he's earned his support.
I think that's the biggest thing that Johnson has going for him is, one, we've seen now, even this morning, the president-elect again urge Republicans to vote for Johnson, if for no other reason then they don't have the luxury of time here, right? Yes. If they have this 100-day agenda and they want to start moving forward, you have to do that. And you can't get embroiled in the speakership fights that divide the party and divide the conference. And they want to be able to show the American people from day one that they are a governing party, that they are a governing coalition. And if it takes you 5 days, like it did 2 years ago, to pick a Speaker of the House, that doesn't sort of exude the confidence that President Trump would like. And so I do think that what you have seen in the last, especially 72 hours, is that argument really starting to take hold. You saw yesterday Marjorie Taylor Greene, who a few months ago tried to oust Speaker Johnson, mm-hmm, say that she will vote for Johnson today again, not because she's in love with Johnson necessarily, but because this is what President Trump has asked of them, that they have an agenda and they need to move forward with it. And so when you start seeing folks like that kind of get on board, I think that makes the math easier. That being said, with Massey and his fingernail threat out there, there is zero margin for error. Not a single other Republican, assuming all Democrats are present, can vote for somebody other than Mike Johnson. That is a smaller margin than even McCarthy had 2 years ago when it took 15 ballots over 5 days. The other thing that I think is lingering over this is if they go 15 ballots over 5 days, that takes them beyond Monday, January 6th. What's supposed to happen on January 6th? A joint session of Congress is supposed to certify the Electoral College. They cannot meet in joint session of Congress if the House of Representatives does not have a Speaker of the House.
Interesting. How big of a difference do you think it'll make on what we'll see from Mike Johnson, assuming that he wins the vote, now that Trump's going to be in office and that they're going to have control of the House? Because, I don't know, was it Eric Burleson, Mark, who was talking about how he feels like a lot of the influence he feels like was coming from who was in the office, you know, the Oval Office, which of course is Biden, and what he would be willing to sign?
Yeah, listen, that's still going to be the recall. This is still a very, very slim margin for Republicans. Those margins don't get easier just because they agree on a Speaker of the House. And when you start talking about taxing and spending and immigration and border enforcement, these are things that don't necessarily cut cleanly across party lines, right? I mean, geez, just a couple of weeks ago, we saw 38 House Republicans vote against that a debt limit hike that the president-elect urged them to vote for. So these are still, it is still going to be very challenging for Mike Johnson or whomever is Speaker of the House to try and have everybody marching to the same drummer, assuming, again, that there's not an awful lot of buy-in, if any, from Democrats. And that being said, some of these issues, maybe there is buy-in from Democrats, right? You could certainly see on maybe an immigration, if it's, you know, includes DACA and Dreamers and border wall funding, it's kind of more comprehensive. Maybe that is more bipartisan. But the tax bill is agenda number one, we've been told. And that was like pulling teeth, if you recall, the first Trump term. And again, with a larger House Republican majority than they currently have.
Well, I got a little less than a minute left here, Jared. I appreciate you being flexible. I know one of the stories you were talking about today was Liz Cheney. I did not have her on my bingo card.
Well, she was at the White House yesterday. President Biden awarded her, along with 19 other Americans, what is called the Presidential Citizens Medal. It is kind of the second highest honor that a president can bestow on a civilian, so a non-military honor. And it was certainly for her work on the January 6th committee. Benny Thompson, who also led that committee, also got the award. And those two, when they were introduced, I think got the largest applause from the attendees. The White House, it's another kind of just show of the president kind of leaning into what he says is the importance of putting country above party.
Yep. Jared Halpern, thanks for your report as always.
Sure thing.
All right, take care of yourself. Good. Yeah, he's in.
I thought he was going to say maybe booed, but obviously people who would be at the White House would love her.
No, we'll be back with Dave Murray after this.
Get more at 971talk.com.